If you like to wake up and taste the awesome, Vancouver is home to an always impressive roster of restaurants dishing up fantastic breakfasts and brunches. Joining the ranks lately are a few noteworthy additions to the city's ever-evolving brunch scene. Here's a look at a few new options for breakfast and brunch in Vancouver worth putting on your must-try list right now. Wildlight Kitchen Plus Bar. One of Vancouver's newest dining destinations, Wildlight, kicked off its brunch service in early March. Available Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m., Wildlight's brunch menu was created by executive chef Warren Chow, and, like its all-day menu, showcases classic techniques, globally influenced flavors, and high-quality locally sourced and seasonal ingredients. That means brunch dishes such as a duck confit cassoulet or the plant-based cauliflower benedict, as well as brunch cocktails, and more tempting options. Archer, a modern Pacific Northwest restaurant in downtown Vancouver, has a newly launched brunch menu featuring items like cereal milk French toast. Archer Dining, Facebook. It shouldn't be a surprise that the team behind Archer, which opened last fall in downtown Vancouver, is putting on a compelling new morning menu, available Wednesday through Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's because owners Karen Ho and Ian Bell launched Archer after a long and successful run with their brunch restaurant, 6 Degrees Eatery. After getting dinner up and running, they've recently launched their brunch menu featuring dishes like cereal milk French toast, a variety of bennies, a croque madame, and some salads and sandwiches. Smitty's Oyster House. Brunch is on the menu at Smitty's in Mount Pleasant. Photo courtesy Smitty's Oyster House Main Street. The lively oyster bar restaurant that began by the docks in Gibson's on BC's beautiful Sunshine Coast has a second outpost inland, here in Mount Pleasant, and now Smitty's has a different fresh catch, brunch. Available on Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., the new brunch menu from head chef Alan Older features dishes like a shrimp and lobster roll, a few riffs on a classic Benny, with nautical twists, for sure, and a classic eggy breakfast plate along with mimosas, Caesars, and espresso martinis to get the weekend rolling. Nightshade is a vegan restaurant in Yaletown that is now offering a weekend brunch menu. Nightshade YVR, Facebook. For a fully plant-forward weekend brunch, head to Yaletown's Nightshade, which has finally rolled out its daytime eats program, that also includes a weekday lunch menu. Awarded a coveted Michelin Guide accolade as a value-focused dining option, a distinction called the Bib Gourmand, Nightshade is a vegan restaurant that has a number of gluten-free options on its adaptable menu. For brunch, which is served Saturdays and Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., Nightshade has items like a blue corn waffle and crispy fried oyster mushrooms, crepes with berries, and shakshuka, hold the eggs. The frying pan's signature Nashville X Korean fried chicken with a waffle is on the brunch menu weekends at the West End restaurant. At the Frying Pan 604, Instagram. Beloved for its epic fried chicken sandwiches and loaded fries, Denman Street's Frying Pan recently kicked things up a serious notch with a weekend brunch menu. No shocker, they are doing some pretty hefty dishes here, like the Sunny PBC, which features buttermilk pancakes topped with cheese, bacon, and a sunny-side-up egg smothered in house-made maple butter syrup. And you know they're doing fried chicken for brunch, like the waffle fried chicken, which has a fresh-made waffle, marble cheese, icing sugar, maple syrup, and Nashville Times Korean spiced chicken breast. The Frying Pan does brunch weekends only, 9 a.m. to noon. El Camino's Main Street's El Camino's has a refreshed brunch menu showcasing Mexican-inspired dishes and flavors. Photo courtesy of El Camino's. Mount Pleasant fixture El Camino's has dialed up their Mexican-inspired weekend brunch menu, with dishes like Coriana Chilena, breakfast hash with crispy home fries, beef strips, chorizo, caramelized onions, tomatoes, chipotle mayo, jack cheese, two sunny eggs. In frijoladas, two corn tortillas stuffed with scrambled eggs, topped with refried beans, sour cream, chorizo crumbs, red onion, cotija cheese, and canela French toast, cinnamon loaf drizzled with tequila caramel sauce, whipped cream, fresh strawberries, banana slices and candied pepitas. They're doing brunch 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. Tacofino, Oasis Tacos for breakfast? Sure, why not? You'll find them at Tacofino's downtown Vancouver location on weekdays only. Photo courtesy of Tacofino, who says brunch is only for weekends. Fine, we usually just call it breakfast in that case, but no matter what the label is, Tacofino has a morning menu at one of its Vancouver outposts. Available Monday through Friday from 8 to 11 a.m. at Tacofino Oasis, the one in the Financial District. The ICNOIC Taco Spot's new breakfast menu features three breakfast tacos, chorizo and egg, potato and egg, beef and egg, three breakfast burritos, chorizo and egg, egg, tofu burrito, and coffee. Bonus. OEB opens in Langley. Restaurant chain OEB has opened its fifth Metro Vancouver location, this time dishing up epic dishes in Langley. OEB Breakfast Company, Facebook. The Alberta-based breakfast and brunch restaurant chain OEB recently opened the doors to its newest Metro Vancouver location, which means one more spot to grab some of their over-the-top dishes. The Langley OEB is at 19705 Fraser Highway No. 545, and brings the region up to five addresses for the restaurant brand. Langley joins Brentwood, North Van, West Van, and Vancouver's Yaletown. Have a look at what was on the menu when OEB launched last summer in Ambleside.